This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, 6 minutes past two here on Bandcamp. Welcome to another show. I'm here till 4 o'clock and we're showcasing the best in Aussie independent music with a hint of the UK and the US as well. We just kicked it off with two in a row from Kingswood, their tracks Sixes and Sevens, and before that we heard Spent. It's not just coincidence that we kicked off the show with two in a row from Kingswood. They're actually in the studio to have a chat to us about their brand new single and also their gig tonight at the Toff. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Adam.
We've got Justin and Fergus. Ferg, though. Ferg?
Ferg's okay.
Ferg's all right. For those who don't know too much about you guys, we'll get the boring question out of the way first. Give us the history of the band, how you guys came to be.
Three of us went to school together, and the third...
A mutual friend
grew up in the country, in Wodonga.
Wodonga.
The Dong.
Not Albury.
Wondy.
Hate people from Albury, yeah. But Wodonga people are cool.
Wodonga's on New South Wales side, yeah?
No, Wodonga's Victorian side.
Oh, Victorian side. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool.
No, yeah. not Albury.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you broadcast in Albury?
We web stream all around the world, so no doubt.
Albury's not that bad. and we all got together. Alex, the guitarist, sort of pulled us all in together, and we had a gig pretty early on, so it forced us to get, you know, five covers and five originals done, and then from then on we've just been working at it.
So how long ago was this? How long have you guys been Kingswood for?
Well, that was probably about 4 or 5 years ago before we just started playing some covers and just messing around, but probably seriously the last 3 years. We now four piece and
excellent. And tell us a little bit about the latest single. It's called Yeah Go Die. We're going to play that one at the end of the interview. Tell us a little bit about the process of putting this together.
Yeah Go Die sounds like a mean song that
makes, sounds really mean.
It's not mean. it's a love song about a breakup, I guess.
Yeah,
it was gonna be called Let Love Take You.
Sounds a bit more romantic.
It sounds nicer, but it's not very cool.
Doesn't really reflect the energy of the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our manager thought that there's sort of three parts where I yell, and he thought that I was saying "Yeah, go die" in them.
Okay.
And he was like, "Why are you saying that?" And I was like, "I'm not. I'm just saying
making noises."
And so we thought we'd go with that title over it. But no, it's a nice love song about
two people
and how mysterious girls, and you know, like every other song ever written.
Yep.
But it's better, of course.
And there's a couple of other tracks on the single as well. So it's almost like an EP, really.
It is
an EP. I'm calling it an EP, so putting it out there.
That's fine. So there's, if you spin it around for me.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
You don't know the track listing, come on.
No, I do know. So Spence, the B-side, we're doing a record as well, 7-inch.
Yeah.
And so Spence...
Just a plug for this 7-inch out there tonight. There's a limited edition.
Ooh, 200. I love a limited edition. Very nice.
So hopefully they'll all go tonight.
Will it be signed? Can you arrange that?
Oh, if you ask us, I'm sure we'll do that. No. At a cost.
Oh. It's already, what is it, $10 or something? So. 15.
15.
Could be 15, yeah. Cost us $10.
And then the other two, S6 and 7s is probably, we recorded a while ago, but we like it, so we kept it and put it on that one.
Stuck it on there. Yep. So people can get a hold of this tonight at the Toff, yeah?
Tonight at the Toff.
Yep, very nice.
And the record as well.
Fantastic. Now, I like a bit of controversy, so I always go searching for a little bit of controversy. I had a look through your Facebook page and had a bit of a... You harped on a little bit about the AFL Grand Final footy show. Good old Luke McFarlane. You knew this was going to come back and haunt you one day. Luke McFarlane got a great spot, great exposure, but you guys weren't too happy about that.
You can... Look, it could be good exposure if you expose yourself well.
Yes, yeah.
And him, he's gone down the path of many others, actually many others on the footy show, who have not done a very, very good job.
Yeah.
I won't name others. There's been heaps. But Luke McFarlane, what a joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
It was a bit of a joke. Do you sort of have that view of sort of reality TV shows as well that launch singers and bands into the limelight?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, I'd say definitely. Every now and then there might be someone that's really good, but then you wonder why they aren't singing their own songs and, you know, why they couldn't do it by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. You're putting in the hard yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're good enough to be a professional musician, why aren't you a professional musician?
True.
Whereas if you go on a TV show,
you sort of get launched into it
and without the hard. As quickly as
and
you got launched.
10 people in a room writing your songs for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough rant, I say.
Hmm. Yep.
Now,
Luke McFarlane. he writes his own songs though, so that give him
well you can
that.
Tell you can kind of tell actually in a way, but let's not go there. The gigs tonight at the Toff, tell us a little bit about when it kicks off and who's playing with you guys as well. Is it an all local
we're playing with a very good friends of ours, the Pretty Littles. They start at 8 o'clock. It's an early start.
Oh, that's good. I like an early start.
Yeah, we have a 11 p.m. curfew at the Toff, so because it's in the city.
Yep.
And we're playing with the Delta Rigs, who are pretty big. They're Sydney band,
I believe. They're Sydney.
Yeah, they're playing second, and then it's us third.
Excellent. And what can we all expect from a live show from Kingswood?
It'll be fun. It'll be good. We'll we've sort of planned the set to kick off strongly, and then we'll play the slower love songs, and then they're not that slow though, but they're just not fast paced, and then no, we'd like to make the last sort of half an hour a bit of a party, so...
Cool. If you want to get your dance on, yeah.
Get your dance on, we'll get out there and have a bit of fun.
Very nice. We've got a bit of screaming in the studio next to us. Thanks for that. Nice interaction with studio number two. Now, you've also got a gig coming up at the ESPY on the 31st, if people can't make tonight.
That's right, Cup Eve.
Very nice.
That'll be good fun.
Good way to spend it.
Off.
Is it hard to get a crowd to a gig these days? I mean, with social networking, you've got so many different ways of putting it out there, but that just means that everyone else can put it out there as well, I guess. Is it sort of tough work to get a crowd in Melbourne?
Yeah, I suppose, especially with Facebook, you're right. It's you've got to be careful who you target in terms of people sort of just getting used to seeing the same thing every week and then going, oh, we'll just go to the next one. So, like, the big gigs, obviously, like tonight, we've sort of tried to push. There's some gigs that you don't push as much because you know that it's going to sort of waste people's effort, really.
Yeah, yeah. We try and play, up until recently, we've tried to play as many songs, many gigs as possible.
Yeah.
And so we don't, you know, try and make everyone come down at 8:30 in.
Although it could just be luck of the draw, though, in terms of, like, we played a gig in Sydney last week or the week before, and we don't know anyone in Sydney, so we didn't tell anybody about it.
Okay.
And there were people there, and it was good fun. So, like, who knows what happens?
Luck of the draw.
On a Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday night.
There was about 500 people there. It was wild.
It was
awesome.
Yeah, very
go fun. Sydney.
Go Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney.
They're
won.
Known for really. It's really hard to pull a crowd in Sydney. So.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but Sydney's on our good side now.
Who knows?
Maybe they don't like Luke McFarlane as well.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Let's support this band.
Should go play a gig in Fremantle.
So if you haven't got plans for tonight, head along to the Toff. And look, we're going to hear the title track for the EP. It's called Yeah, Go Die. But before we do that, I'm going to hit you with the question I hit every guest here on Bandcamp.
This is the question.
This is the big question.
Yeah.
I did offer a pre-warning, but you rejected it, so that's fine. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community broadcaster. It takes about 20 seconds, and in that time, I get you guys to come up with a mission statement for your band. So what Kingswood hope to achieve through being a band, basically.
Okay.
So you up for it?
Yep.
All right, here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. We just had a rock, paper, scissors off here to decide which band member would be answering the question.
That's
Looks
right.
Looks like Fergus's.
I lost. And Kingswood aims to provide amazing music to touch the heart and soul of all people, Jay, take over
You're
the world
own,
and do this for a living and live in hotels and have fun and not have to go to work.
Well done.
It's about
very
it.
Well done.
Good nice, question. Nice tough question. Justin. That's hey. Good.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, as I said, the gig is tonight. It's a single launch for Yeah Go Die, and it's happening at the Toff. For more info, head across to kingswoodtheband.com. And a massive thanks to Justin and Fergus for joining us here this afternoon on Bandcamp.
Thanks, thank Adam. You, Adam.
All right, we're going to hear the title track right now, Yeah Go Die, here on Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp. Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.